The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How do we feel about accountability? Are we pro accountability or are we out on accountability?
I don't think there's accountability anymore.
Anywhere?
Ladies and gentlemen, last year, our city council passed a Good Samaritan law. Now, this group from New York not only ignored, but as we will prove, they actually mocked the victim as he was being robbed at gunpoint.
Wow. Rich coming from the guy who's not held accountable here.
Gabe gets punished when you get in trouble and you're talking about accountability, a lack of accountability.
I'll admit when I'm wrong.
They have quite a record of mocking and maligning. This is a history of selfishness, self-absorption, immaturity, and greed.
All right, so outside of Chewy, are we pro-accountability?
15% of the people just did it for spite.
You think?
Yes, everyone piles on.
They have gone too far. This time, they are going to be held accountable. This time, they are the ones who will pay.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
A couple things to clean up here from hour number one before we try to help out Chewy with the situation he finds himself in this weekend. 800-990-3776. First, David says, I miss Gabe the Toad. Now we get Debbie Downer Gabe.
Ooh. Ribbit. Shot.
Look. Again, if the best thing that we can come up with is he's really fast and ran for 1,000 yards at Liberty, which is what somebody texted. Like, yeah, there's... I don't have a lot of optimism around Malik Willis. Like, I'm excited for this season. I was. Mm. What do you mean?
You're just more of a realist now.
You suck.
Right?
Yeah.
I think you're a little strong in not giving him a chance. I mean, yes, there's a chance.
If I can back him up here, is there a chance?
See,
if I could back you up, Gabe?
You have told me this. Craig has told me this. But I guess in fairness to you, you have actually predicted that they're going to win. Craig, despite coming after me, then went, well, I really like Anthony Richardson, and I think the Colts are going to win.
For 12 solid minutes, he was going after you, and then he said, well, Colts are going to win, though, probably.
Yeah, but sometimes throughout a season, 17 games, long season, you win one ugly.
Sure.
You win one ugly.
Jason Garrett beat you guys.
Correct. Because everyone took a big, deep breath and like, oh, Aikman's out. I don't know who their first backup was, yeah, but he was the third, and that didn't go well. So,
and then I want to know if this is actually, there's no way this is true, Ashton. Nope. Did Ashton tell you guys that Susie found out he was engaged when he came on the show to talk about his European trip? That's not true.
Not accurate. No. Oh, you know what it is? Every time that a wonderful fan comes to the food truck and says, oh, you know, I love you guys, listen to it. And my mom, if she's on the food truck, is like, isn't it so mean that I found out? She's playing up a great bit. She's like,
oh,
isn't it so mean?
She's leaning into it.
Yeah.
Shout out to Susie.
Wow.
Yeah. So now
I probably deserve some credit for that, too.
Oh, Jesus.
you deserve credit for Susie playing up a bit? Have you ever met Susie?
Yeah, for coming back at him. Yes, I've met Susie. Susie was
Ashy Bash.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. She was at Ashy Bash.
Yes.
Now, whatever happened to Ashy Bash?
Yeah.
It was so good the first time, we couldn't repeat it.
He didn't want 8 more meals from the blammer.
It's basically what
That's basically what it came down to.
Chewy's wife.
All right, you want my dilemma?
Meals. All right, so Chewy's got a dilemma this weekend. You are going to be out of town once again, which I know you already hate, because you had a lot of people coming in town a month or so ago. Now you just want to relax, you want to do nothing, but instead you're going to St. Louis.
Well, I'm going to see the Spaniard, friend of show, okay? We do a home and away. He came here over the summer. I got to go away. First off, I wanted to drive. St. Louis, 4.5 hours. When you're locked into a plane, too many things can happen, right?
Sure. And it's like a
delayed.
I mean, what? It's like a 45-minute flight, isn't it? It's not that
long.
Yeah,
I know, but you still have to get to the airport
an
hour early. You got to drive to the airport.
Yeah.
You got to drive from the airport to their house. So there you're looking at probably 3.5 hours, right?
Sure.
As opposed to driving 5. What would you rather do?
I mean, if St. Louis, I would drive.
Yeah, I don't make the rules in our house. Okay, so I got ixnayed there.
This is there.
Here's the dilemma. The reason we're going this weekend is because there's an MLS game, right?
Okay, so
take it or leave it. Sure. I don't like men's soccer because of the flopping and stuff like that, but Angie wants to go. Fine. I'll go to the soccer game, right?
Mm-hmm.
No big deal. His kid has 3 soccer games. How many am I obligated to go to?
I don't think you're obligated to go to any.
It's not your
kid. Wait. First of all. How old is the kid?
10 or 11.
10 or 11-year-old soccer seems like, when it's not your kid, doesn't seem like a good time.
I have some more follow-ups also.
Okay.
How well do you know the kid and vice versa?
Very well.
Are you like Uncle Chew to
yes,
the kid?
Yes.
Have you gone to previous events?
I have gone to, yes.
I kind of set a precedent. You set a precedent.
But I'm saying one is fine. But he starts in the Spaniard with, you know, you can go to the 9 if you want, but if you, the guilt has already started.
Okay.
So it's a 9, 2, and a 5:30.
Well, so I would think that maybe you go to the 5, because I'm guessing if there's a 5:30, you're going to go right from that to the MLS
That's
game.
That's the plan.
So I but think you go guilt, to the 5:30.
He wants me to go to all 3.
Yeah, look.
Number one, Gabe. BC playing Missouri, big game at 11.
That's a loss. Don't even.
Wisconsin playing Alabama.
Another loss.
It doesn't. I want to watch that.
Yeah, I mean, BC, Missouri, yeah, that's, I mean, this is, they're actually ranked. They're good. This is the first time you've actually wanted to watch your alma mater play football, probably since you were there.
And what do I like to do at noon when football is on?
I'm assuming drink wine.
Go have a liquid lunch, right? But I'm being guilted to go into all 3.
Look, I don't think you have to go to all 3.
It's
not your kid. I think if you go to the 5:30, you're fine.
Like, is this like a tournament? Like, what? 3 games in one day? That's...
I'm assuming it's some sort of tournament.
He's one of those parents.
Oh. I'm with Gabe.
Like,
He's one of those parents that coaches the 5:30 game.
Yeah.
And he's already working on his poses on the sideline. The kneel down with the grass in the mouth.
Sure.
That's what I'm dealing with here. You know? Gabe, beautiful simulator downstairs.
Yeah.
Unbelievable pool that looks over the Mississippi.
Yeah.
There ain't no way in hell I'm going to the 9 or the 2.
No. 10 to 11-year-old soccer is, like, if his kid was playing high-level, like your daughter played.
Yes.
Because she played high-level soccer, like
Correct.
Travel teams. Like,
yeah.
If it's high-level, like high school-type soccer, where the game actually might be good.
Yes.
Sure, go, because it's going to be watching a 10 or 11-year-old play soccer is not going to be that entertaining.
And I have evidence here. My daughter played in St. Louis. St. Louis, a big soccer town. She played there. He showed up at halftime.
Duh, that's precedence.
Okay.
That's precedence.
Now we're talking.
But
now
you know the Spaniard.
I do.
It's either his way or the highway.
Correct.
And we're not, Angie rented a car specifically for this.
Okay.
So we're not
tethered
prisoners in the house.
But you have seen one game before.
I have seen one game before.
But he's only come to a half.
Yes.
I feel like...
And I'm going to a soccer game at night, which doesn't blow my skirt up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of better things that I would rather go to. But being the nice guy I am, I'm doing it for the wife because I'm a nice guy.
Mm-hmm. Super nice, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So Ron in the Key says, you go to the 2:00, you guys start day drinking some wine on the way on the down low during the second game. You won't even realize you're there. Skip the first one.
I hate to say this because it's Ron, but that's a good idea.
Now, Ron's had a good
but
week.
But to 2?
Ron's had a good week.
To 2.
Say that.
Blow his head up.
To 2.
Yeah, he said the 2:00. He said, you're not going. I mean, don't go to the 9:00.
And then he got offended. He got offended because there's rain in the forecast.
Yeah.
For the MLS game?
Yeah.
And I said, I don't watch sporting events in rain.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I got pushback.
It's nice that you got the tickets and all, man, but if it's raining, yeah, like...
You're out? Are you out?
Yeah.
Rain.
Well, depends.
Rain.
It depends.
For some, for a place you're like, great, you know.
True story, I went with a friend to a baseball game and it almost got rained out. The 3-hour rain delay, and I was forced to stay. So I didn't want to be there. So
see, now this is a little bit of training for you here. This is the next step.
I'm listening.
Because I roll into this thing as, I don't care what you think.
I know, but
I only care what I think. And I told you, I am not sitting in the rain to watch an MLS soccer game.
Side bet with Gabe, he's going to do it, right?
Who, me?
Yeah.
He's going to meet.
Look at his face. No, but I did ask a follow-up. What do you think the follow-up
Can
was?
I leave early?
No.
Is there a bar?
Bing.
Yeah. That's...
Here's the thing. None of this is your choice.
You don't actually have any say in any of this.
I can act tough here. That's the problem. And that's where I need your help. In here, I'm really tough,
You're the king, man.
And then I fold like a tent. But I am one of the world's greatest pouters.
Oh.
No.
Can confirm.
You are? Yes. What?
I can pout with the best of them.
Whoa.
Alan says, kids soccer sounds like a drinking opportunity. Pull out the grill, enjoy the games, have some bubbly.
That's, yeah, I think that's kind of part of the deal.
Here's another opportunity. How far is the drive, do you know, from the fields back to where you're staying? Like, let's say.
The 2 o'clock is 10 minutes.
What if you go to the 2, you get to go back home, hang out a little bit, and then you show up at some point during the 5, and then you just go to the other soccer game. Then you're putting in overtime.
If I went to 2, can I skip out of the MLS game?
No. It doesn't sound
if
like
I went
to
3, can I skip out of the MLS game?
It sounds like you can't skip
the MLS game's probably the most important part because I'm assuming he paid, or maybe he didn't. Maybe he's got a hookup. He's pretty big time down there. You know, paying for those tickets. Like I think
he's got season tickets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So wait, so who's going to the game? You, his wife.
His wife,
and
yes.
Your wife. So the 4 of you?
Yes.
Okay.
But I have left in the middle of... What's the big play that was hot years ago?
Hamilton?
I left the play in the middle of Hamilton because Frank was by himself at the bar. Still haven't lived that one down.
Wait.
No, I did.
Wait.
I did.
So you were in St. Louis?
No, I was in Chicago.
Oh, you were in Chicago. Hamilton's coming through town.
Yes.
And you're with the Spaniard?
No, I'm with my wife.
So just you and your wife went to see Hamilton?
Correct.
Intermission hits.
Yes.
You get a text from Frank.
Yes.
He's by himself drinking.
Yeah.
Did you tell your wife you were leaving?
I said, Frank's really lonely.
That could be any day.
And I left.
What did she do?
Stayed. Was that wrong?
Yes.
Hamilton is the exact same thing across the board. From the first scene, it's the exact same thing. It doesn't change. It doesn't. So...
Neither does Frank.
I knew I was wrong.
But you didn't care.
What is this garbage about you saying you don't care what other people think, but now you're like, I know I was wrong, though.
Yeah, I'm real tough inside these walls. That's the problem, and that's where I need your guys' help.
Well, I'm not going to. I can't help you.
Look, I mean, I can help you with the Spaniard, but again, when I said you don't make the decision... There's one person that makes the decision.
Yeah,
I can't help you there.
I'd like to place my bet on what I think you're going to end up doing this weekend.
What?
I think you're end up going to go to 4 soccer games on Saturday.
No, definitely that 9 o'clock is not happening.
I think he's going to go to 3 soccer games. He's going to the 2 youth games and the MLS game. They might leave the MLS game early.
Hold
on. But they're going to go to the game
tonight, which I'm fine with. It's one of their kids' birthdays, so we have to go to the Mexican restaurant. With his friend group and his kids to have a birthday party.
Oh, that's fine. You want to know why it's fine?
I get points for that.
Oh, yeah, but you know why it's fine?
Why?
Because they have margaritas.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, great point. Yeah. Good point, Gabe. Good job by you.
But I get points for that, right?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, all right, so I'm good.
Is Chewy a good friend?
No.
Is that what we're finding out?
No, I'm a horrible friend.
Yeah, I think. But,
I thought I was about to give him credit.
No.
Yeah, no, he's
no.
I think he's readily admitted that he is not a good friend for quite some time. He's been pretty honest about that, pretty open about that.
Yeah.
Oh, I was trying to give you credit.
No, don't do that. You can give me credit in other areas, but
pass.
It's all about me.
Justin hits us up at the talk and text line. Gabe, without Giannis, you were convinced the Bucks could beat the Pacers. Malik being okay, inconceivable? Yeah, Malik being okay is inconceivable. Here's why I thought the Bucks could win. because they also had another top 75 player of all time in Damian Lillard. Chris Middleton is, and this is going to be tough for a lot of you to hear, Chris Middleton is better than anything the Packers have. Like, Chris Middleton is better at basketball than any healthy player the Packers have going for them this weekend at football.
That's a tough one.
It's true.
You know what? I think he's right.
It's true. And when you have Chris Middleton and Damian Lillard, I think you could win a playoff series. If they had more stars stepping up and playing like stars, then yeah. If Rashawn Gary was as good as his contract, yeah. If Jair was as good as his contract, yeah, maybe they got a chance.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But I think that's why I had faith in the Bucks. Okay. And like, the quarterback position is just so important. And you can't
Are
be
you even
going to
watch
bad.
The game?
Yeah, I'm going to watch the game.
Okay.
Of course I'm going to watch the game. Like, I'm rooting that I am wrong. But I have not been given any reason to believe in Malik Willis.
What if it's 24-0 going into the fourth quarter? Are you still watching?
I mean, I might be napping at that point.
Okay.
But, I mean, it'll be on the television.
All right. Fair enough. Your Middleton take was a good one.
Oh, thank
I would
you.
Agree with that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What does a Packers win look like? We'll try to put a positive spin on it. Coming up next, it's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. But if you're looking for a better used car interest rate, of course, you need to check out Ewald Automotive. They make it easy to save thousands during the used car rate reduction event, where you can get rates as low as 4.9% on Ewald Automotive Group's best used cars. 4.9% on over 600 vehicles at 10 locations. Increase your purchase power with a better used car from the name Milwaukee has trusted for 60 years. They make it easy, and this is one of the many ways they do. So just go to ewaldauto.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
TBD.
No. Not how this
Atta
works.
Atta boy.
That's not how any of this
That's
works.
How you make content.
What do you mean? That's how it works for him.
What's TBD mean?
To be determined.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
To be dumb.
Did you hear him say to be dumb?
To be dumb. Did Joshy say that?
He did.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Nothing goes together like football and pizza. Got some big games this weekend, whether it's college, whether it's pro. So you're going to want to make sure when you're sitting on your couch, you can just go to your freezer and get some delicious frozen pizza from our friends at Palermo's. And whatever your pizza appetite is, they're going to have something that you like. Palermo's, Urban Pie, Connie, Surfer Boy Pizza, Screamin' Sicilian, all under that Palermo's umbrella. So they're sure to have a slice that fits your appetite. Find them in your grocer's frozen food aisle. Palermo's flavor is our family's business. What you thought was your daddy? Is really what a Packers win looks like? Like, the things that we keep talking about, it seems like it's fluky things. Like, oh, if this fluky thing happens. Like, when we had Craig on before, and he was saying I was being too negative about it. He was saying something like, oh, yeah, they need to have a blocked punt. These are the type of things that, oh, a defensive touchdown. Okay, these are the types of things that you need to win. That doesn't make me feel confident going into the game, Chew.
No, and it doesn't make me confident that they had three turnovers last week and didn't turn them into touchdowns.
Didn't cash them in.
No, they didn't have to cash them in. So, yeah, look, they're going to have to win ugly. It's going to, I mean, I wish there was an under-over on amount of yards they'll have in this game, but I would think it would be 250. Would you take 250 yards right now? With 250 on offense, you have to win ugly. And the defense has to play outside their mind. But
that's,
I mean,
Josh
Jacob rushed for 110, hopefully, and then Malik throws for whatever the math is. 140,
which would be a career high by 40 yards, by the way. 41 yards.
Yeah.
I feel like we're not talking about that enough.
He started three times, and every time he failed to throw over for over 100 yards.
He has no touchdowns.
Three picks.
But this is what home teams do. Not home teams. This is what a person's team, you know, the fans of a team does, you know?
And the one thing that I keep coming back to is the conversation you and Jason had earlier about him not knowing the offense enough. Like, if he had to spot start and spot, you know, start a game or two in December, maybe I feel even better. Maybe I talk myself into this. Well, he's been here now. He understands what LaFleur's asking of him. He knows what the offense is about. He's been able to get some of these reps, yada, yada, yada. But 18 days?
Put it this way. If I went to a new team for 18 days and had to learn an entire offense in my fifth or sixth years, I couldn't tell you 240 plays where the hell I'm lining up.
Well, so I think about it like this. So in 1996, you and Keith were really good. Like Keith went to a Pro Bowl. Like Keith, that's how good Keith was. He showed up halfway through the 95 season, right?
Yeah.
So he was like doing a holdout thing. I can't remember all the details of it, but he shows up halfway through the season. He wasn't rotating in a ton at the end of that year.
No,
right?
At the end of the year, he was. It was still, I think, 3-1. But when he first got here, he only had 10 plays. He had 10 plays. And that's it. That's all he had to learn.
And that was somebody who played at a Pro Bowl level the year before, had been a Pro Bowler previously, was an established tight end in the league, and he was coming in for just a package of plays.
My thing isn't about Malik the athlete or the quarterback. It's Malik, how much he knows.
Yeah.
How much he knows.
Because in that amount of time, even if you're really smart, there's only so much you can know, which is what I'm trying to illustrate with Keith, because he was that good of a player, he couldn't process the playbook that quickly.
Like in the headset, right? So clock starts, you probably start talking with 35 seconds left on the clock. Most times it's like, hey, Jordan, we're going to run 72XL across. Let's go motion here, right? Now and he's going to sit there and go, okay, we're looking for cover three here if that's the case. That's what you're talking. That's your, I got the play. With Malik, it's going to be like, okay, here's the play. Green right, F left, 93 lead, boot right. Okay, do you know what you're doing? Say the play back to me. You know?
Yeah.
He's got, say the play back to me. Because you cannot forget anything, you know?
Oh, because every word in that play call means something, not something to everybody, but it means something to someone.
So I'll break it down for you, all right? Let's go simple. Red right, red F right. Left, 72XL across, all right?
Okay, so hold on, let me write this down. So
don't
red
you have
right.
A dry erase board somewhere?
Yeah, but I don't have it. Chewy
F left,
it.
I got it. F left.
Left
72X shallow cross. Okay, so the red right is the formation.
Okay.
That tells everyone where they're lining up.
All right.
The F left means that F, you're lining up on the right and you're motioning across to the left.
Okay.
Okay. The 72 is for the offensive line. That tells them it's a 7-step drop, 72 protection. Right?
Okay.
So that's to the right. If it was 73, it'd be to the left.
Okay.
Okay? So that's where they're sliding, to the right, 72. The X shallow cross is the route, telling everyone what to
run. That's the route combination.
That's the route combination. So you see why you can't leave any of that out?
Correct.
It's extremely important to call the play
and
get it.
And that seems like it's not even, I don't think that's the longest play.
No, that's not long. No. No. So now he has to go up to break the huddle. First, he's got to remember what it's on. One.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then he's got to check the front. Look for blitz. What am I doing? Okay, if there's blitz, no. Then you got to look at the coverage. And this is, mind you, Gabe, when are they breaking the huddle?
I mean, ideally.
12, 15 seconds left?
I'm guessing they're going to want to. So this is the tough part, right?
Yes.
Because you'd probably want to break it relatively early.
Sure.
Because I know there were times, especially like when Goff was. When Goff was younger in Los Angeles with the Rams, with McVay, where they would break it because you can get that information until 15 seconds.
Correct.
So, you know, they would want to get to the line so McVay could then feed information up to that 15-second mark. I don't know how early they're going to be able to break the huddle because, like you said, instead of just going red, right, F, left, 72, X, shallow, cross, and saying it that quickly into the headset with Jordan, red, right, F, left, 72, X, shallow, cross.
Just say it back to me.
And that, again, those are split seconds.
Yeah.
But every little thing matters when you only have 40 seconds to be able to get your personnel on the field, get everybody lined up. Like, the 40 seconds goes by quickly.
It goes by extremely quickly. So let's go back to, you look at the front. Okay, look at possible blitz. And then you look at the coverage. Okay, is this what we want? They're in cover two. And then you got to be like, okay, so cover three, I'm going to the crossing route or the tight end. Cover two... I have to look at the, you know what I mean? There's just so much information. And then you got to go back to, is there motion? Yeah, there's F left. Okay, now I have to set the motion at the right time in the cadence and snap the ball where he's supposed to be. And then you have guys coming at you and you're like, what did I just talk? I have no...
Yeah.
You see what the struggle is here?
You start swimming quickly.
Whereas Clifford, who's been there, can process that. You know, he might not deliver. But if you just play a very conservative game plan with him, it's just... it's a lot easier. And then back in the day, let's say TJ Rubley comes in a game, right? He may forget the play, but you had veterans like me and Robert and Fred's like, no, 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 you got to have F left there. It's got to be F left.
Yep.
Okay, F left. Who's that in the huddle? It ain't an offensive lineman. I can tell you that right now. Who do you think that guy is? It's not Josh Jacobs because
Dobbs.
He's probably still learning. Probably Dobbs.
It has to be Dobbs.
Or Watson.
Those are the only two.
Yeah. Because there's things that players should know when they're veterans go, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
Yeah,
you
that
can't.
That doesn't
wrong.
Go with this.
That does not go with that.
Yeah. A couple of texts I want to get to here. First from Mike in Racine. Guys, he made those starts his rookie year. He's evolved, I'm sure. Let's not crucify him until we see him currently in this offense. Sure, Mike.
But let's not crown him.
But also, yeah, we don't have to crown him.
Yeah.
And secondly, like, he played in the preseason. JT O'Sullivan did a breakdown of him. If you want to go check that out, Jen, I know brought that up earlier in the week. It's not good. What JT O'Sullivan had to say, breaking down the film, not positive. It's not like, oh, this is a guy that's growing. Again, he may have been cut from a team that had a quarterback who threw the funniest interception I've seen in a decade, 15 years.
Yeah, I get the positive part, but let's be realists and let's not be the 17-0 people. Okay, let's not be, oh, they're going, look at what we have for information and make a decision. Let's not inflate what the information we've got.
Justin says, remember when Baker was just dropped into the Rams to start a game with like 48 hours notice? Like, what's the game plan there for him? Totally get what you guys are saying with learning the offense, obviously, but in that situation, they figured out some sort of runaround. So curious what that is. Well, here's the thing with Baker. And I know Baker's not the best quarterback. He's probably not even a top 10 quarterback in this league. But he's a quarterback that once took a team to the playoffs. Twice in his career has gone to the playoffs. Like, he has the ability where he came into Lambeau Field last year and had a perfect quarterback rating. Like, Baker is light years ahead in terms of talent of what Malik Willis is.
And Baker played at a Power 5 school, even know what Liberty is. Is that FCS?
And Baker, at that point, when he had gone to the Rams, he had so many different offensive coordinators in Cleveland.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was easier for him to pick some different things up, some basic concepts. I'm sure they worked around it. But also the difference, again, between Baker and Malik is, well, Baker's also a starting quarterback in the league now. And justifiably so. Malik's nowhere near that.
From a fan's psychological standpoint, wouldn't you think it's better to anticipate them losing and then if they win, great, as opposed to expecting them to win and they lose?
Yeah, it's setting expectations. And again, that's all I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to beat Debbie Downer. I'm trying to be a realist.
Every data point
that I have on Malik Willis is not good. Every professional data point of Malik Willis is not good.
Who would you rather see start?
I guess I trust LaFleur. And if he says, if LaFleur and the coaching staff thinks Clifford, because I understand where you and Wilder are coming from. Oh, you can run all these, you know, you can run all these things. He knows the offense. You can call the play, but if he can't execute it, it doesn't matter. You know, okay, we can call this play. Well, that's great. He can't execute it the way you want it to be executed. So what's the difference between not executing it and not being able to call it? So I guess I feel, and maybe because it's happened to the Packers enough times, where an athletic quarterback scrambles around to make something happen. See Tommy DeVito last year against in the Giants game.
But it's kind of the theory.
So if he can create enough chaos running, maybe they can pull off a weird game.
But it's kind of the same theory as, hey, this guy is really, really fast, but he can't catch the ball.
Yeah.
Hey, this guy is really slow.
Well, maybe.
But he catches everything.
Yeah, well, maybe the fast guy puts stick-em on and it, you know, happens to stay in there.
That's where we're at.
That's where we're at.
All right. Okay, fair
That's
enough.
Where we're at. We're going to test Chewy's memory of the show this week. See what he remembers, what he said, what he didn't say. We can read you coming up next. But it doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where Mentality comes in. Local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. It's worked for me. I was tired, groggy, just didn't feel like myself, didn't have that energy that I once had. Thought, okay, this is part of getting older, part of getting up earlier in the day, doing a morning show, but it doesn't have to be that way. With Mentality, they can make sure that your testosterone levels are exactly where they need to be. There's no better safe and insured medical solution available. So go to OTUSA.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments. OTUSA.com.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I don't know which is which, but here's what I do.
Yes, all right.
I take the plus and I put it to the plus. I take the minus and I put it to the minus. Easy.
Yeah, but the jacker things don't have that.
Yeah, they do.
Where? Sure do.
On the handles.
What's a jacker thing? Is it something that your wife keeps in the drawer?
You meant jumper cables.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Parts of Friday, whether it's a football season or non-football season, is we test the memory of the big guy and go through some of the ridiculous things that he said throughout the course of the week and see if he remembers them in We Can Reach You.
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play the Week in Reach You.
So even though Ashton is here, Josh did put together this list. So if you get upset about any of the questions, Chew, Josh is to blame, not Ashton.
Okay.
But if you want to blame Ashton, feel free.
Of course I am.
Five questions, you get three right, you win. You get three wrong, you lose. Worth pointing out that you have never had a perfect week where you've never had all five answers correct.
Okay.
Question number one begins with an audio clip.
When you drink milk and it's expired, what do? You smell it.
You take a whiff.
And then you drink it.
No. Which of your recipes were we talking about when expired milk got brought up?
I think it was the chicken Alfredo.
Whew. All right. Off to a hot start. Start. Didn't even have to think about it. He just rolled right through it. Because, yes, you did admit to using expired milk with your chicken Alfredo.
That's cream.
That's basically, same thing. Yeah, it's basically butter milk.
Yeah.
Question two begins with the audio clip.
And it looked like he had a horrible shaving accident.
Who had a horrible run with an animal that looked like a shaving accident?
Oh, the bull hammer. I talked about him with that yesterday. Said he deeply regrets that.
Grabbing a squirrel and...
Well, he said he should have grabbed the front, whatever they are, arms or legs.
Well, it didn't work out for him.
No.
All right, two for two. Let's keep this thing rolling, Chew. What did you learn about movies this week?
Are you sure? I didn't know that.
Really?
I have no idea.
What did you learn about movies?
I don't even remember that. What day was that? Do you know?
Wednesday?
Wednesday, I believe.
No idea.
We were talking about movies.
No.
Star Wars.
Oh, terrible movie. Good movie. Just the ones after, where they repeated is bad. Yeah.
The thing is, like, his takes are always consistent, which is great. But you learn that James Earl Jones was Darth Vader's voice.
You didn't know that, Ashy, did you?
I did know that. We talked about it the day of, and you said you didn't know that. We had the same conversation upstairs.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
No one knew.
Everyone knows.
No one even knew who James Earl Jones
Buddy,
was.
Almost everybody knows
that. All right,
that.
Next one.
Starts with the audio clip.
Feisty today.
I don't think there's accountability anymore. No, that's true.
Who did we try to hold accountable for a social media mistake earlier this week? Man, these got tough quick.
Yeah,
this is good. This is good. This is yesterday.
No.
This was? What's the question again? Who did we hold for social media?
Who did we try to hold accountable for a social media mistake earlier this week?
I don't think there's accountability anymore. I have no idea.
Well, just think. Can you think of any of the things you guys talked about this week?
Not really. When it came to social media?
How about food, perhaps?
Food. Restaurant? I got nothing.
The Green Bay Packers in leaving brats off the tailgating food.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, that was a bad miss.
This once started off so promising.
That wasn't yesterday.
No, it was not. It was earlier this week.
I was just messing with you.
Okay.
So... You got the first two right.
Yeah.
You got the last two wrong.
Yeah.
The week hinges on question five, which begins with an audio clip.
Killing me.
I'll admit when I'm wrong.
Will ya?
Half a cup.
I've always said.
What have you always said?
This is maybe
that
my favorite.
That I admit when I'm wrong?
This is such a good line.
Give it to me one more time.
Killing
I'll
me.
Admit when I'm wrong.
Will ya?
Half a cup.
I've always said. So are you asking me what I was wrong what's about?
So you said, I've always said, and then you had a statement that you said, I've always said. What did you say there?
Common
sense. I know I said it to you.
You've said it multiple times on the show. I will give you credit for that. In the history of the show, you've said this multiple times.
Hold on. It's coming. It takes a big man to admit when he's wrong. I am not a big man.
Yes. I'm proud of you.
It just took a little while. Yes.
Wow, it's so true also.
Do you guys know what movie that's from?
I don't.
Wait, give me a hint.
Chevy Chase.
Never mind.
No?
No.
Fletch.
That's a Fletch? That is a Fletch.
It's Fletch 2.
Okay.
Fletch Lives.
Yes.
Which me and Bull snuck into the movie theater in Boston and watched it.
Bull is your college roommate.
Yes. Yep.
All right. Congratulations this week, big guy.
All right. It was a battle.
It was a battle.
You know what that was? It was 14-0 at half.
Yep.
And then they tied it up at 14.
And then you kicked the field goal in overtime.
And then I kicked the field goal in overtime to win it. That's a sign. Everything is fine.
Packers win 17-14 yes. in overtime, according to the big guy. But one of the other sayings you like to live by, Chew, is making sure your wife is happy.
Well, there's only one way to do it to make her happy, and that means a visit to Dean Dean, the dancing machine at the Jewelry Center. Earrings, custom jewelry, and repair services. The Jewelry Center does it all, including top-of-the-line engagement rings. And when that day comes for my four boys to take their next steps in their lives, you can bet they'll be heading to the Jewelry Center for engagement rings. The Jewelry Center offers great deals and selections on both lab-grown and naturally mined diamonds. Plus, you always hear about how Gabe went to the Jewelry Center and had a great experience with the Jewelry Center specialist to pick out that perfect ring. Stop in to one of their three locations, Greenfield, Burlington, and Brookfield, today, or check out the full inventory online at shoptjc.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Gabe, it'll change your life. Any barbecue you eat for the rest of your life will be measured against Bucky's.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Great question here on the talking text line. So why pick up Willis? This is from Petey Pablo. Maybe they wanted a running QB to practice against, never thought this day would come. Or as Chew said, maybe he was someone that didn't pose any kind of threat to Love to boost his confidence. This is a real head-scratcher. I don't pretend to know the collective psychology of a young team like this, but maybe Goody knows best.
I think they're just looking down the line. You know, if this was week 13, he'd probably be the right guy to start, right?
Maybe that's true. I don't know. I mean, he's certainly a developmental guy. Without a doubt. I will say this. If this ends up being, let's say, like you called it, Chew, but the Packers lose 17-14, real tight game, but mm-hmm. Willis doesn't play well, and if just by having some sort of competent quarterback back there, you feel like the Packers would have won the game, the loss falls squarely on the shoulders of Brian Gutekunst.
Yes.
Because that's his job, to have a quarterback in there that you feel confident in. And by them constantly leaving the door open, by them trying to get Ryan Tannehill on this team, and I know they denied the Tannehill thing, but it also tells me that they don't necessarily believe in this kid yet.
No.
They're picking the best of a bad situation right now.
Well, it's
a situation they created themselves.
You should know before you go to training camp kind of what you have in a backup.
Mm-hmm.
So with Clifford, you know, because you're going against in mini camps or OTAs or whatever you call them against that defense, and he didn't look good, can always bring in someone else and cut him.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it will be on Goody. But that's what they do. They roll the dice at this position. They're like, our guy's not going to get hurt.
And honestly, I mean, really since Ron, I mean, the Packers were fortunate in 2013 that they were, I mean, other than Matt Flynn, I don't think they had a competent backup quarterback in the Ted Thompson era.
Yeah, but you would take Seneca Wallace over Malik Willis, wouldn't you?
Oh, without
you?
A doubt. I would take any one of the ones that they ended up having.
Yeah.
Because, especially in 2013, like Scott Tolzien or Seneca Wallace, and then they were fortunate that Matt Flynn was released and he was able to come back and go 2-2 in the four games that he started that year that kept their heads above water and set up that, you know, basically NFC North championship game against the Chicago Bears.
Mm-hmm.
But really, since then, they've been searching and haven't come up with a good answer at backup quarterback.
No. And I don't know why.
Hundley wasn't the answer. I understand the risk they took with DeShone Kizer because he was a former first-round pick. Hey, maybe there's something there we can develop. Kind of the same thing with Malik Willis. Like, oh, he could have been a first-round pick. He slid to the third. Let's take it. You know, is there a lot of raw tools there? Maybe we can do something with him. But you have one developmental quarterback, and then they didn't have another more veteran option.
Do you think Clifford plays?
No.
I do.
Man, I know you like him or you think he's better. They have been perfectly clear how they feel about him.
Yeah.
Perfectly clear. They have told us they do not believe in Sean Clifford.
Okay. I don't feel real good.
Yeah. Right? Thank you. Maybe Wilde and Tausch will make you feel better. They're coming up next, 94.5 ESPN. Enjoy the football weekend.